Hello and welcome to the third podcast from the Diversified Integrated Sports Clinic. My name is James Boyle. I'm a chiropractor. Struggling a little bit today because I've got a bit of a cold, but not to worry. I'm joined here by our two expert chiropractors at the clinic, Dr. Tamara and Dr. Janine.
Hi,
good morning.
Guys.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
We're so happy.
Fabulous.
Good, good. Well, today's topic is all about chiropractic, hence all the chiropractors in the room. We're going to talk about the various myths, the types of patients, the types of conditions that we see, and various differences between ourselves and other professions. Let's start off with you, Janine. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into being a chiropractor. Go for it.
Okay, well, again, I'm Janine. I have been a chiropractor for almost 7 years, and how I got into it was a career of exclusion. I worked a lot in a rehab setting before I became a chiro, and I found the chiropractic profession is one profession that really finds the cause of people's injuries, pain, dysfunction, and we treat more holistically instead of just treating a symptom. And then I got really attached to it after I started practicing, seeing how much we can actually change people's lives.
All right. You hear that quite a lot with a few professions, I think, you know, treating the cause rather than the symptom. Can you explain a bit about that? What exactly do you mean?
Yes. Like, for instance, low back pain. It's neck and low back pain are two of the most common things that we see. So instead of having someone come in and constantly just treating their low back, we find out how did they get their low back pain. Could it be because they have a structural or functional short or long leg? Could they have weak core, weak stabilizers? They could have, you know, different curves, like too much of a curve or too little of a curve anywhere in the spine, weak extremities. There could be a million reasons, or the fact they don't exercise. That's another thing, big thing that we do here at the clinic, is get them moving.
Okay. So it's just not sit down at a bench and a few whacks and cracks and then off you go.
No, you won't see much change.
Okay. And Tamara, how are you doing today?
I'm so happy to be here, especially because it's holiday time in a few days. Tomorrow.
That's right. Ramadan's coming to an end. Tell us a little bit of how you got into being a chiropractor.
So mine was pretty interesting because I grew up in Abu Dhabi and there were no chiropractors when I was growing up. So I was actually subjected to it when I lived in Canada for a short period of time. And I fell in love with the idea, again, that it was preventative care. And it wasn't only treating sick people. It was treating healthy people and trying to give them a better quality of life and get them out of pain without the use of drugs and medication. And I was really into sports. So I thought, you know, it was a lot of chiropractors were focused on sports injuries because most athletes wanted to get treated with movement therapies and preventative therapies rather than surgery and the kind of very old school, boring physiotherapy. So that was my choice. Into getting into the profession. And I thought it was very interesting. It's evolved a lot since I got into it too.
Okay. And you've always been into sports and exercise? And
yeah, I used to do a lot of cross-country running when I was younger in the desert, which was exciting. That's all we had here growing up. And I did a lot of swimming. I swam for my school too. So that was exciting. But it also changed a lot. And seeing Dubai evolve into a place that really attracts different sportsmen and sportswomen from all over the world. And it's really exciting for us to be here in our profession because we have our foot in the door with many different athletes and even weekend warriors. So it's exciting.
Okay. You mentioned there you kind of got into it by being a patient first yourself.
Not a patient, but shadowing different chiropractors. I had a friend who was going to chiropractic school and she was telling me about the profession. And I was, you know, interning at a hospital when I was a kid. And I had an uncle who was a rheumatologist and they were all telling me, like, why get into sick care? Why only help people who are sick? Because it's so much harder to take them backwards. Whereas if you can focus on people who are pretty healthy and they have small aches and pains and you can get more into physio and rehab, and they were pushing me into that direction. But when I discovered chiropractic, I was very interested by the whole, you know, look at the spine, look at the causes of injuries and pain and try to fix that rather than working on just sick care.
Yeah.
You know, so people who are already in a lot of pain or having chronic pain, and it's just very hard to go backwards. It's always much easier to prevent than to actually fix people who are having a lot of injuries and stuff that they haven't healed before.
And most of the patients you see, you would say they're a bit uncomfortable. They've got a few aches and pains, but they're not actually suffering from chronic disease per se?
Yeah, we have, you know, I'd say 50-50. We see a lot of acute pain, like, you know, people will call us in the day, I woke up today, my neck is frozen, I woke up and my low back is out of place. And yeah, people let things linger, you know. I've had the shoulder pain for a few months, I would let it, I thought it was going to go away on its own, and we come, but, and they come to the clinic, but they don't really, I mean, in Dubai at least, not people with chronic pain. They don't understand chiropractic yet, to that extent. So I'd say that people with chronic pains and aches, they don't think that we can treat those things. So they end up going to the hospital or seeing a doctor. I still get patients who ask me, like, I've had this pain for so long, can you refer me to someone? And I'm like, but we're the perfect people to treat those kinds of pains and aches, because we work with one's biomechanics, we work with structure, we work with function, we work with ergonomics. So there's so many different aspects that we can work with, rather than here's medication, I'm going to prescribe you physio, go out and do it. We are the doers. So it's shifting. And honestly, sometimes it's much easier to treat the acute pain thing. So maybe we don't market to that patient base, but I think it would be very interesting to see the older generations who have chronic aches and pains. You know, people who, especially in our culture here where we sit so for so long, you know, it's a very sedentary environment. And so I'd say, like, you know, one in two people experience low back pain at some point in their life, and here it's very prevalent. It would be very interesting to for us to open our doors to that older population and to educate people about how they can get out of pain.
Jeanine, what's a typical patient that you would see in terms of their age and what they might be suffering from, and what would they experience if someone knocks on the door and says, hi, I've got a certain ache and pain, what do I do next, where do I sign? What happens to them as they walk in the door?
Well, they already feel amazing just walking through the door, first of all. We have a very good presence. I see, you know, typically anywhere from, you know, 8 years old to, well, not so much geriatric here, but around the age of 50 is usually what I see here in Dubai. And in terms of aches and pains, it can be anything. Could be a finger, could be foot, back. Most commonly, I do treat a lot of extremity pain. Sports related and unsports related.
You specialize in extremity pain?
Yes.
Arms and legs?
Yes, I do. I do specialize more in extremities. I do obviously do spine. That was our general chiropractic degree. And then I did another 4 years to try to really master the extremities, because I found that quite difficult as they all have their different patterns and movements, biomechanics, things like that.
Very good. And how about you, Tamara? What's a typical patient for you?
I see a lot of people, I'd say, from their mid-20s to their to about the 50s, and mainly spine-related. I'm known for spinal work. I love treating neck, mid-back, low-back. I'm really happy to have Jeanine at the clinic, because the second someone shows me their thumb, I refer them right next door. So, especially since she's a medical acupuncturist, and she does a lot of needling, which she's really educated me about, and getting into places that you can't normally get into with your hands.
Right.
But I really like focusing on, you know, spinal conditions, from lifting, from, you know, long distance cycling, sitting too much. So I have also the active and non-active crowd. So, you know, even though we say we're sports chiropractors, or we focus on sports injuries are movement injuries. And so it could be anything from picking up something heavy on the floor when your body's not conditioned to do that. And you know, somebody who's doing overuse stuff like, you know, CrossFit or triathlons or anything like that. So, and I think you yourself, James, also fall in that category.
I would fall into that category. I don't I wouldn't be a prolific CrossFitter, that's for sure. But that's not to say I don't enjoy watching it.
Tell us a little bit about your practice. I mean, I've known you for, what, 3 years now. And
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like yourself, Tamara, I suppose. Neck and back are mainly what I see, but it involves the whole body, that sort of idea of regional interdependence. So someone will have a dodgy knee or a tight hip, and that's going to give them a bit of back pain, maybe some shoulder pain on the opposite side, something like that. And as a patient comes in to see me, it's really sort of an investigative process in terms of finding whereabouts the certain lack of mobility or a lack of stability might be contributing to their pain, be that in the same place or at a distal site. Jeanine, how long have you been a chiropractor for?
Almost 7 years.
7 years of pure fun.
Pure fun.
Enjoyment.
I'm getting stronger every year.
And you've been in Dubai for how many months now?
6.5 months.
6.5 months. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
And where were you before here?
Canada.
Canada. Yes. Whereabouts?
British Columbia.
BC. Okay. And what about you, Tamara? Have you practiced anywhere other than Dubai?
I practiced in San Francisco, California, which is where I actually graduated from San Jose, so in the Bay Area, for 2 years before I came back here, and I practiced for another 2 years here, and then decided to open the clinic a year and a half ago already. Wow, how time flies.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no, it's been really exciting. You definitely change a lot and you evolve a lot in your practice, and depending on the kind of patients you see. I mean, here we see so many more myofascial patients, people with a lot of tight muscles, and it attributed to our environment, which is sitting a lot, air conditioning, being inside a lot because we get a lot of heat throughout the summer months. But definitely different than the kinds of aches and pains I saw outside, which really caused my practice to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since having this integrated team who've taught me a lot about, things like needling, or, I'm much more rehab-based than I used to be. I think when you come out of school, especially with the kind of education I was subjected to, we learned a lot about rehab and movement. But as chiropractors, we were kind of pushed into working very much with the spine, and it was very, high volume adjusting and a little bit of fascia work and muscle work, and then you gave the patients the exercise to do, but you didn't really have the time to do it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it frustrated me after 3 years, because I noticed people got better, but not that much better. There was always that limiting factor, which was, teaching them how to move properly, because you give people exercises, you tell them to do them, and they're like, yeah. You know, and they just go about their lives because they feel better instantaneously.
Yeah.
So what I love about this place here and the way we've evolved in our practices, learning from each other as different chiropractors come from different parts of the world, especially with Janine's education in Canada, which is a lot more movement focused, rehab focused, definitely not the subluxation, which a lot of people know that word, like subluxation based. A lot of my patients come to me, they're like, we just need the crack, and they're addicted to that movement and that instantaneous, gratification. You feel better right away on the spot. Again, a lot of it comes from structural imbalances. And if you don't fix that, you're going to have that patient come back to you again and again and again. And it becomes frustrating as a practitioner.
Yeah.
At least with the kind of practitioners that we are here.
Yes, and as a patient.
I don't want to see that patient again and again and again with the same injury, because they, in the end, blame you for not getting them better. And you know that there is a much deeper cause for that. So you try to fix their structure. And I think that's why I've evolved as a practitioner. I think we've all evolved together. I use many different tools now. So I do a lot of adjustments. I do a lot of mobilization of the spine because of the kind of pains I see and the kind of patients I see. But I definitely love to work with physiotherapists, sports therapists, rehabilitation experts to get that patient to where they need to be. So I never see a patient more than 2 or 3 times unless I'm doing the rehab myself, which is for disc issues and injuries, which I really love treating. So
yeah, and part of working in an integrated team like we do here,
it's really amazing.
It's very handy.
You learn so much, and there's only so much, even though we've been to school for about, I think, Janine and myself for 8 years, Janine probably much longer since she has her master's and all that, probably working another 4 master's, as we all joke with her. But in Canada and the States, you have to have a 4-year pre-med degree or undergrad degree, and then you go into chiropractic school, which is another 3.5 to 4 years, like nonstop. So it's great, but you see so much, you learn so much more in real life, and from working with different individuals and realizing that old school mentality of, what some people call it, the Gonstead method, or that the upper cervical method, for me at least, with the kind of people we see, doesn't really work. You can't just adjust someone, you have to empower them to feel better and then educate them on how they can make changes in their life, and a lot of chiropractors will attack us and say, that's not great, because then you'll lose those patients. On the contrary, you gain patients because they put their trust in you, and there's always room for improvement, no matter who you are, whether you're a top-notch athlete or you're somebody who trains their whole life. There's always room to become better, whether it's with strength or with flexibility or with biomechanics. Really interesting.
And you mentioned adjustments there, and people normally associate chiropractors with whacking and cracking joints.
Yeah.
What exactly is that, Janine? Perhaps you can elaborate a little bit about what the crack is, what's the point of it, why we do it.
Mm-hmm. Did what you want to know what the whack is or the crack?
A bit of both. What's the difference?
So the adjustments, there's 5 grades to do a manipulation, grade 1 to 5. Basically, grade 5 is your high velocity, low amplitude. So that's the very quick one that creates that popping or cracking noise that we whack you with. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially just in every joint, there's a capsule around it that contains fluid and gas. And when you hear that popping sound, that's just gas coming out of the capsule. So some people think that we are dislocating things or breaking things, but we are actually not doing any of that. We're simply just taking something that's not moving very well and providing it or assisting it with some more movement. And so in turn, you'll hear a little bit of a crack sound if there is gas inside the capsule. So we do that usually when we find, after we do our assessment, we look, is there a joint mobility dysfunction or a restriction? Mm-hmm. And if we find that, then that's usually the site or the joint that we tend to manipulate. And it depends on the patient. If they do not want the high velocity, low amplitude, then we do a lower grade mobilization. So sometimes you don't usually hear the crack with those, but you still get the same movement. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a few more treatments than just a grade 5 adjustment because it takes longer to move a joint if it's not done the very quick way.
Right.
It's really patient dependent on what they want.
Okay. And what does that do in terms of pain, in terms of muscle tissue, things like that?
Yeah, it helps to relax the muscle. And again, as Tamara was saying, which was very well said, is that if we just only provide an adjustment, we do get that immediate pain relief most of the time. And that's because it sends that signal to relax the muscles that are in spasm. So when the muscles are then relaxed, the patient feels better. Mm. But then we don't want to just keep cracking them or whacking them, right? So we give them exercises, mobilizations to do at home, because if that joint can stay mobile, then their pain is longer lasting and the relief is a longer effect.
Yeah. I find it one of the biggest challenges of my work is to basically get patients to do some exercises or to stop them doing too many exercises or whatever their chosen sport is. How do you get around that, Tamara? How do you meet the challenge of patients' demands, be they, say, a mother with kids and a job and, you know, can't find 10 minutes in her day, to someone who was incessantly repeat, doing whatever sport they do?
The lecture, obviously. I mean, come on, even if you're a mom with kids and full-time job, you always have 5 minutes, you know, before bed. And we try to give people really simple things, like we're not going to overload you with a huge exercise program if you're not ready for it, or a huge simple things like foam rolling or using a ball or making changes to your life. But, you know, when people are in pain, they're pretty miserable. And they want to get out of pain, because if you're a mom, for example, with kids, you have pain lifting your baby. You have pain while you're driving your kids to school. Mm-hmm. You have pain when you're grocery shopping. You know, that really, really puts your life down, makes you miserable, makes you unhappy. So patients are generally ready to take that initiative. But it's just hard because they get used to our awesome standards of care, you know. And it's easy to come here and just be like, here's my money, fix me. But we definitely focus on that movement therapy, and we try to educate patients about the long-term effects, which is degeneration, having pain when you're much older, you know. And I look at a lot of my patients who haven't exercised when they were younger. They didn't really take care of their bodies, and now they're in their, you know, 60s, 70s, and they live with chronic pain. And and then they say, oh, but I'm old now, you know. And for me, that kills me, because I have patients on the other end of the spectrum who are older and still have taken up exercise recently. They've made big changes in their lifestyle and their food and their sleeping habits and their recovery habits, and they live a wonderful quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, age is just a number. It's just an excuse. And exercise doesn't have to be so complex. You know, you don't have to be a competitive athlete. You can do simple things like yoga or walking or Pilates or things. All you need is your body weight. Right. You know, so educating people. I remember when I used to go on holiday, I used to make excuses that I can't exercise because I don't have a barbell and I don't have weights. But now I skip or I run or I do body weight exercises. I work on push-ups. I work on sit-ups. I work on stretching. There's so many things that you can do. You know, and we've seen movement evolve too. Like a lot of therapists now are getting into this 3D movement, primal movement, like crawling and lizard walking. And there's really interesting things out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have the internet, you have YouTube, you have Instagram. There's so many things that one can do.
Yeah.
And movement doesn't necessarily have to create pain, especially if you're not moving loads around. So it's very simple and straightforward. And I get really frustrated with people, and I tell them, don't come back if you're not going to do your stuff. Because sometimes it's the same thing over and over and over and over. And it frustrates me as a therapist, because I feel like I'm not doing my job. And I can't get to the place where the patient feels better and they're coming to me so we can move forward with their therapy, and we can move them to the next phase, which is the rehab and the the therapy that we do, which is the movement therapy, not that typical, you know, machine-based physiotherapy that's very symptomatic relief. I mean, I think that the three of us here didn't get into the profession to do that. We differentiate ourselves from doctors who give people drugs. And it's the same thing if you're just doing an adjustment and sending the patient on the way. You're giving them something for just temporary symptomatic relief.
Mm.
And then they're going to come back with the same issue again and again. So.
And we touched on a bit before, perhaps some of our listeners have never been to a chiropractor before, and I can easily imagine why they might be a bit petrified of that. So could you describe what it would be like for someone who was just coming into the clinic and had a bit of neck pain and they wanted to see somebody, and describe what would happen to them at that point, Janine? What process would they go through?
Well, the process is very similar on all three of us. We bring them in, we do a thorough history, try to figure out if there's any underlying causes, look at lifestyle, medication. One thing people do forget is chronic muscle pain isn't always related to muscle. You know, we see a lot of underlying issues with the metabolic system that were not dealt with, giving them muscle pain. So we kind of dig through the history and make sure it is just straight MSK or musculoskeletal. Then we go through a physical exam and we figure out where they're weak, where they're tight, you know, where the dysfunctions in movement are. We look, depending if they're in acute pain, we don't usually look beyond the neck right away because they can't move. So your main role is to reduce the pain. And then you go through the goals of the patient. Every patient has different goals, different expectations. Some expect, yes, I know what adjustments are, that's what I think I need. And then you have ones that have no clue and they're a little bit petrified of getting an adjustment. What they come in and realize is that we do way more than just adjustments, and we can scale that down. If they don't want the high velocity, we do obviously low. If they don't want needling, we can do soft tissue. We can do a whole bunch of things. So it's really dependent on that patient and what their findings are. But usually it's within their comfort zones. And then we start to progress treatment on the second, third visit once they've had their first experience.
Okay. And maybe once their pain has subsided a bit or something like that?
Yeah, once their pain has subsided, then we start to break things down. Why did you get the pain? You know, is there weak links in the system? Once we figure that out in terms of manual therapy, we treat the manual therapy problems, you know, tissue dysfunction, joint mobility, stability, motor control. And then we pass them on to physio, which I think we'll probably get into in our next talk. And then they break down their exercise and work on what they need, mobility or stability. And then we can get into the coaching component and return them safely back to exercise. And that's where that missing link is. We take people through rehab and then they stop because their pain goes away.
Yeah.
But then they go back to the gym or the soccer field and they're like, oh, my pain came back, or I did this.
Yeah.
It's because we need to fill in that bridge or that gap in between physiotherapy, rehab, and strength conditioning.
Okay.
And that's one thing we do very well at our clinic is we get people back ready for the field, return to play, competitive, non-competitive, back to their desk, proper ergonomic assessment. So it really just depends what their needs are.
And is there an average sort of time frame, roughly speaking, how long it would take someone to, first of all, get out of pain and then perhaps get them back to doing whatever sport they like to do or to get them?
That's a big question, James. It's really hard to put. I'm not going to put a number on it. A patient could come in at the age of 50 and have 20-year history of neck pain, recurrent neck pain.
Yeah.
So, of course, the longer you've had something, the longer you have those factors driving it. So it's really dependent. We try to do things as efficiently as possible so we don't carry on treatment 20, 30 sessions, you know, three times a week. It's function-based. We try to do it as efficiently, include everything, put our team together, our physio, our coach. And when we work together as a team, that patient gets better much faster. But ideally, you're looking at, you know, acute pain patients. We want to reduce their pain in at least 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah. And what about... what about health insurance, Tamara? Is chiropractic covered in health insurance?
So a lot of people ask me this, will you take my insurance? We do pay and claim, mainly because people have different insurance coverages. So I'll educate people a little bit about insurance. It's kind of like having a passport. So I don't know what passport you have or where your visas are required. So everyone should check their insurance. But more insurance companies are starting to cover chiropractic because they realize, number one, it's much more cost effective than going to a surgeon or an orthopedist or, you know, more hospital-based settings. So what we do is we have also a sports medicine doctor who just currently joined our team. So if they need a referral, they can go see him first and he can do a proper thorough assessment, or a great group of people that we work with. And then, yeah, we can help the patient find, you know, the most advantageous way to come to the clinic and obviously not spend too much. Yeah. But to add to that, most people, I'd say 80% of people feel pretty much, you know, instantaneous relief, some form or another, whether it's mental or physical, you know, educating them about their problem, telling them you're going to be fine. There is a solution to this, you know, and we can help you with this, which is really important. And I think that's the biggest thing that we do here, you know, try to educate the patient on, okay, you're going to leave today. Not everybody leaves fantastic as soon as they walk out the door, but they'll definitely feel better because some things have been there for long periods of time.
Right.
And people sometimes expect things to go away right away. But it takes time to create structural change and biomechanical change. And it's like muscle memory. It's like studying, you know. It takes you 2 or 3 times to read something, to process it, to learn it, to store it in your brain. Same thing with your muscles. So it takes a few times for the body to change.
Yeah.
With anything, whether it's building strength or gaining flexibility. I mean, you see those yogis out there. It takes them years to get to certain movements and postures. But most of us are impatient, you know, with it because we have so much available and we want things now. We want to get better. So the quicker somebody actually takes, you know, the initiative to change, and the better they are in the long run. And one thing I wanted to also add is, you know, looking at holistic stuff, we also work a lot with recovery, which people don't understand, you know. That's okay. Some people call that maintenance care. I'm not talking about physical stuff. I'm talking about sleep. I'm talking about breathing. I'm talking about food, you know, like the basic things that most people don't think about that is very important for tissue health, muscle health, joint health, you know, supplements, for example. Lots of things that we can work with that people think, oh, I have a very healthy diet. And then you ask them, again, just the basics. And yeah, I wake up, I have coffee and I don't eat all day. And then, you know, I'll have a sandwich. And then, you know, you hear those things and you think, you know, how do you think that that's good for your muscles, good for your joints, good for your bones? So, you know, we live in a country where, living in Dubai too, what shocks me is that 70% of the population have a vitamin D deficiency. And we live in the sunshine, you know, because a lot of people don't expose themselves. It is pretty hot, you know, all summer. But at least, you know, getting 5-10 minutes at sunrise where you can go outside, you know, stretch, read a book, have your coffee if you can, go for a walk, something like that. So that's really important rather than taking pills and supplements. So we can work with a lot of things holistically that help the human body as a whole.
Cool. And one of the questions I get asked a lot is, what's the difference between a chiropractor and an osteopath? Janine doesn't want to answer that question. Tamara, do you want to try that one?
Yeah, it's more a school of thought. And, you know, chiropractors come from certain parts of the world. Osteopaths are different schools. I think we're very, very similar. We had an osteopath working here before. Our styles are very similar. They definitely do a little bit more mobilizations. I know the American, and you yourself, James, are English educated, and we're much more like bone setters. You know, we work a lot more with the high velocity, high amplitude adjustments, and they do a lot more mobilizations. But it's very, very similar practice, very similar styles. So I don't think there's much of a difference. It just depends on where you went to school, what education. In Europe, I know osteopaths are allowed to prescribe medications. In the States, chiropractors are not allowed to puncture the skin, and they should, you know, never ever prescribe medications. So it's just different schools of thought. But yeah, it's very, very similar. Very similar.
My typical answer for that is it really depends on the individual that you're seeing, be they a chiro, a physio, or an osteopath, or sports therapist. Whatever the case may be.
Osteos do more visceral manipulation too.
Sinuses,
which we as chiropractors don't do in our scope of practice.
The physios and chiros, I mean, that you can definitely differentiate because we focus a little bit more, I think, on joint movement, joint rehab, and physiotherapists who are educated a lot more in sports therapy, rehabilitation, movement therapies. But I think it's starting to really cross over nowadays as well. Compared to the old school, like the physios usually worked under an orthopedist in a hospital, and they were given, you know, this is what you should do with the patient. This is the kind of therapies you have to use, these are modalities. But even physiotherapists now, there's doctor of physiotherapy licenses where they're completely independent. They prescribe the individual movement therapy programs, and especially in our clinic, things really overlap.
So
that's the difference between all the different professions. But all are fantastic to heal the body and to get people out of, you know, biomechanical pain.
Right, we have a couple of physios here at the moment, don't we? And
yeah, they're fantastic, and they all kind of hail from different backgrounds, and they like to focus on different things.
Yeah,
but together they work really well. And I think us as chiropractors, we know sometimes, like, you know, for Paul, he usually does a lot more rehab-based stuff, especially mm-hmm. since he does a lot of CrossFit, and he understands those kind of movement therapies. And Ramin, on the other hand, loves the post-op stuff. So you have different practice styles, but you know, very, very similar, and in the end, getting the same end result. So
yeah, and we also have a kinesiologist working here.
Yeah,
that's a different show.
Very,
altogether.
Very different, you know. Yeah. But it's fantastic for people who are not in chronic or are experiencing chronic pain, but they're not having that acute pain, but they want to learn how to move better and how to breathe better and how to, you know, sometimes reprogram the nervous system. So there's so much that you can do, and there's so many things that patients can explore, because I think a lot of people, they also travel, they're subjected to different things. Sometimes they know what they want, but it's interesting to come and see how different people practice. And I tell a lot of my patients, you know, go see Dr. Janine, try Dr. James. Like, you might find something that works for you for something that I don't do, you know, which is fantastic. So it's good to give them options as well.
Great. Well, thanks very much, guys. That was really informative. Yeah. I think I've learned something.
Yeah. We definitely all love what we do. I think that's the biggest and most important thing. You know, we're very lucky to be in this profession. For me, every day I wake up feeling there's going to be a different challenge, and I'm definitely going to learn something new from my patients, from my colleagues, from my peers. So
yeah.
I think we're very lucky to do what we do, and you know, everyone has back pain, so come see us.
Yeah. And joint pain.
Yeah. Great. Well, listen, to all our listeners out there, everybody's very welcome to contact us. The email address is contact@disc-me.com. And you can also come and visit the clinic in person. Yeah. Come and say hi, and we'll tour you around the place, show you a typical visit or something like that.
Yeah, and check out the expanding team, and any questions you have about chiropractic, and, you know, is it safe? What ages do you work with? You know, what kind of conditions? We're more than happy to answer.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. Cheerio.
Have a great day, guys. Eid Mubarak.